This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Hello, beautiful. Welcome to Your Time to Shine, All Things Self-Love, the show that brings you real conversations around self-love. My name is Celine from My Dawning Light, and I am here to show you how you can love yourself right now, no matter what's going on in your life. And spoiler alert, it's so much easier than you think. Okay, you ready? Let's get right to it.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Your Time to Shine, All Things Self-Love. So, I hope that you're doing well. I have a different topic for us to talk about today. It's going to be twofold, but mostly what I want to talk to you about is the what happens inside of Theta Healing Session. So if you've been curious about the modality, you've been thinking about giving it a try, with me or another practitioner, I just want to kind of tell you what happens during a Theta Healing Session, because as we know, there are lots and lots of healing modalities out there, and not every modality is for you, right? You have to find the right modality for you. I'm not interested in you booking a session with me at the end. I just want for you to have clarity, because, you know, when you're confused or suffering and you need help, and you don't really know where to get that help from, and you don't really know who to trust. And there are all of these modalities out there, and they all sound amazing, but they kind of tell you stuff like, yeah, you know, book the session and you will get to live your best life, or you will be the best that you can be. Like, that doesn't really tell you what happens. So yeah, I just want to give you a bit of clarity around what Theta Healing actually is. I haven't done an actual episode on Theta Healing as a modality in a very long time, probably something like 5 years. So this is new to me, sort of. And the second thing that I wanted us to talk about is another update from my life. Yes, we're going to be talking about me, myself, and I. I do think that it is useful for you to know what it's like to live your life from a self-love perspective. And my life isn't a perfect example, but it's a real example. I feel that, you know, it's easy for us to scroll through Instagram or TikTok or Facebook and to see all of these perfect lives, all of these perfect women out there that are rocking it and living their best lives and being in their purpose and making millions of dollars. And they're not actually telling you what's truly going on for them in their lives. You know, they might be rocking it in business, but they're struggling in their marriage, for example, or they have a terrible relationship with their mom or whatever. I do feel that it's possible for us to be completely, deeply, blissfully happy. And this is something that's happening to me, which is why I am the one holding the mic at the moment. But I also feel that, you know, we are here because we are here to learn, right? And so we are going to be encouraged, and actually we're encouraging ourselves to experience situations that are going to bring us into more growth and expansion. So yes, to living a perfect life, but it's probably not going to look like what you think it's going to look like. So, all right, let's do it. So first of all, I hope that you're feeling well, and that you are feeling love today. I really, truly, really hope that for you. So let's get started. So, if you've been listening to the past few episodes of the show, you probably know that I haven't been feeling so well in my body lately. I've had all sorts of challenge in my physical body. And the other day, I got my COVID booster. I know I have tried so hard not to talk about COVID at all. I have tried really hard not to have a... Oh, that's my cat. He's trying to play with something or find something to play with, and he's being naughty a little bit. Hey, Max, you have plenty of toys here. Come and play with them here. But no, he's looking for a new toy, and he's looking for the big juicy fly that he's been looking at all day, but it's hiding. I can see where it is. Anyway, so, yeah, the COVID booster. I have tried really hard not to voice any opinion about COVID or the pandemic or vaccination or mandates, because I feel that that's distracting us, I suppose, from the true purpose of our conversation, which is for us to feel good and happy within ourselves. Now, I don't have any interests. I'm not here to push a certain agenda. I don't normally get involved in politics because I do feel that it's a bit pointless. And I feel that if I teach you all how to feel happy within yourself and how to have confidence and how to believe in yourself and to go for your dreams and how to allow others to be who they are, then there's no need for politics because you'll be happy and you'll allow others to be happy as well. So I think that that's a bigger, more important purpose than politics. Sorry, everybody who's in politics or interested in politics, but that's just my opinion. So I have tried really hard in the history of my business not to have any opinions. I've worked really hard to listen and then to listen some more and then to listen some more and then to realize actually I don't really know enough. So I don't really feel like I should have an opinion, and especially when it comes to COVID and vaccination and mandates and so on. Like, I don't have any idea around, you know, like I don't think that I should have an opinion on any of these topics. Now, I'm saying this so that you understand where I'm coming from. So if you're feeling triggered by anything, do please listen to the end of the episode, because it's going to highlight a few things that you will need to know. And remember that when you get triggered, it's usually nothing to do with the other person. It's all to do with something that is hurt inside of yourself. So have the courage to have a look at it. If you don't feel like you can do that on your own, I completely understand. Come and see me or come and see somebody else. It doesn't matter. Okay. So COVID booster, I had my COVID booster on Tuesday. We still have a mandate for people who work in the health sector here in New Zealand. So I was, obligated to have my booster by a certain date if I was to keep my job, and I really love my job. So I decided to go ahead and do it. Now, I have tried really hard not to listen to any conspiracy theories or people who are warning us about the dangers around the booster, whether, you know, there are, you know, real dangers or not. I don't know. I feel like it's really hard to detect the truth in that conversation. And so I've tried really hard to find out the truth for myself, but I knew that nothing was going to happen to me if I was, it's going to sound really snobbish, if I was enlightened enough. I'll explain more about what I mean around this in a few minutes. So anyway, I go ahead with it, I get it done, and I feel really good during the most of the day. In the evening, I start to feel really weak and dizzy, and I start to have brain fog, heart palpitations, tightness in the chest. I know that this is not how I normally feel, and I know that this has everything to do with the booster or the chemicals that had been injected in my body earlier that day. Again, it is highly unusual for me to have this sort of conversation, so just move through the triggers and listen to the end, okay? Until the end. So I went to work the next day and I didn't sleep very well. I had, you know, I was really cold and then really hot, and it was like flu symptoms, you know, like they say, but it was so much worse than that, because I knew that it was due to something like a chemical substance that had been, you know, put inside my body, and I didn't know if I could trust it or not. Like there was a fear inside of me for sure. Anyway, so I go to work the next day and I still have a tightness in my chest and I still have brain fog. Literally like half of, you know, my top brain had been eaten away. That's how it felt like. And then the afternoon I come home and I was feeling really dizzy and a bit headachy, which is how I feel normally when I'm tired and need to rest. I have a nap, and when I wake up, everything is still the same. I still feel brain foggy and everything. So I'm not going to talk to you about all the symptoms and everything that happened. That's not what's interesting to me. But I realized that my areas of pain and tension were in three different areas of my body. So there was the top half of my brain that felt like it was being eaten away, and there was something heavy that rested on top of my brain. And then there was this tightness in my chest that was preventing me from breathing and eating and drinking properly. And then there was painful sensation that was going from my lower back to my ovaries. And I could feel that very clearly. Oh, my cat wants to go to the toilet. I'm just going to carry him to the litter box. Max, what are you doing?
Why are you trying to go to the toilet on the bed? That's weird. You're a weirdo.
Oh, he's very fluffy. Yes, you need to go to the toilet in your litter box. Come on, bunny. Yes, yes, yes.
There you go.
Good bunny. He's a cat. Yes, I call her bunny. And so I talked to my friend who is a very experienced data healing practitioner, and I asked her to have a look at me and see what she needed, what she thought I needed to do. She also has a very extensive background as a nurse, so I knew that I could rely on her medical knowledge as well. Now, I'm not an expert on the human body at all, and it's extremely unlikely and unusual for me to experience this sort of thing, you know? So anyway, she suggested a few things, and I thought, oh, that just doesn't sound like the right thing for me to do. And I did the only thing I could do at the time, that I had the only thing I felt like doing, the only thing I thought I could do, which was to do theta healing sessions on myself, which sounds a bit crazy, but actually it wasn't. So I decided, with the help of my partner, my beautiful husband, Richard, to, I'm actually getting a bit breathless. I think I'm getting a bit hot. Give me a moment. All right, that's better. So I decided to work on one thing at a time. So as I said, there was three different things. There was the heaviness on in my brain. There was the heaviness, the tightness in my chest. And then there was some pain in my lower back / ovaries. So I decided to work on the thing that was causing me the most problems, which was that heaviness in my brain. And this is where, this is what I really wanted us to talk about. So my husband was the practitioner, if you will, and I was the client, the recipient of the session. And so, you know, whenever something happens inside of your body, whenever you feel ill, whenever you have tension or stress or a disease or disorder in your body, and again, that's my perspective, you know, the disease is there because it's connecting with something that is already inside of you. And I'm, of course, talking about belief systems. I know it sounds crazy, right? We don't really think about our diseases and disorders in that way. But this has been so groundbreaking for me. And I'm not saying to give up on Western medicine. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm saying that this is another perspective on what's actually going on in our bodies and working on our diseases and disorders, on our pains and aches and tensions in our bodies through the lens of belief systems is an incredible way of healing your body. So I kind of think that, you know, you should just do everything that you can. And I have found that working on our belief systems is so efficient and is so miraculous in so many ways. So that's what I did, and probably maybe wasn't the best thing to do, but that's the only thing that I knew how to do at the time, a couple of days ago. So, you know, if you think about it, coronavirus has a consciousness. It has an energy. We know that it is an intelligent entity, because we know that it transforms, right? It transforms. We talk about all of these variants. So this consciousness, this energy, this entity, whatever we want to call it. Entity sounds a bit scary, doesn't it? But this, I'm just going to call it intelligent energy, whatever. This intelligent energy wants to survive, right? It wants to grow. Which is why we had a pandemic. But it wants to grow, and because it wants to grow, it transforms into, I don't know how to say this, but, you know, it transforms so that it can survive, right? And that's why we have all of these different variants. That's because the virus is trying to survive. But as our bodies are getting more and more immune to the virus, you know, the virus is getting weaker, right? This is what we have experienced in the pandemic, isn't that right? So it is an intelligent entity, energy. And you know how we have all heard about these people that have carried the virus, that have been technically, you know, tested positive with COVID-19, but have shown no symptoms whatsoever. It was as if they weren't sick at all, but were still transmitting the disease, right? I think, and that's my personal opinion, that they were perhaps carrying the disease, but it was, or the virus, but it wasn't affecting them because there was nothing inside of them that the virus could connect to. I feel that the virus in itself has belief systems, has desires, has dreams and hopes and wishes. And so if, you know, the virus feels that you have something that it can, that it wants, then it's going to connect to you, right? So we know that there are things that we experience in our bodies that are connected to the belief systems that we experience. So, you know, coronavirus is probably one example, but obviously, you know, we know that, for example, you know, when you have pain in your upper back, in your shoulders, in your neck, this is because, often because you feel that you have too much responsibility and you have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders and nobody's here to support you. And also you have terrible posture and you're spending way too much time sitting down, right? And, what else do we have? Lower back, lack of support, you know, skin issues, you know, fear of showing yourself to the world, of showing your true face to the world, fear of being rejected, fear of being unworthy. What else do we have? I read, the Louise Hay book, who said that, I think it was her, I can't remember, but I think that, you know, becoming deaf was like really feeling that the world was being too loud and you just don't want to hear it anymore. So, if you work on the belief systems, more likely than not, the symptoms, the pain, the suffering, the disease, the disorder might disappear. This is not a promise of instant healing. You have to do the work, right? And this is what I had to do when I was presenting all of these issues, and I couldn't find a GP that would see me in time. So I had to find something else because I want to go back to work because I enjoy my job. And also it was extremely uncomfortable. So what we realized, I don't know how much I can tell you, but so we were working on that, sensation that I had of having half of my brain, top of my brain eaten away, literally, and all of that fogginess and that confusion and the headache that came with it as well. Let me think. I feel that I don't want to talk to you too much about what happened during that session. I'll talk to you about what happened today when we worked on the pain that was between my lower back and my ovaries. So, you know, straight away, you know, you can close your eyes and focus on the space of, you know, wherever you're feeling tension and stress in your body and feel, okay, so how do I feel in my body? Why do I feel this way? When have I started to feel this way? Why is it connected to? And straight away, you will get an answer. So for me, that pain was connected, and it had arrived with me getting the booster shot. The pain was connected to my fear of having children. And, you know, the process of theta healing is very much a conversation between the practitioner and the client when, the practitioner will just simply ask you questions and you will have to think about, you know, your belief systems and what's limiting you. And it's very much a process of, okay, so, you know, why, Celine, are you afraid of having children? Oh, I feel afraid of having children because, I don't want to have that responsibility. Okay, so what would be the worst about being a mother and having that responsibility for your children? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You don't really need to listen to all of the questions that my partner asked me for a whole hour. But we came to a very interesting point of the session when my partner asked me to remember the time when I chose this body. So I believe that you have the opportunity to choose. You know, you have several bodies, and you have the opportunity to choose between several bodies, several lives. You know, when you decide, you know, where you want to incarnate, basically, so that you can learn and grow. And I chose this body, wait for it, because I wanted to learn to believe in myself. And so I was constantly attracting situations in which I felt manipulated or coerced, or people were forcing me to do things for them. And I was so desperate to gain their approval that I would do these things and earn some sort of love from them. And so this is what the process of Theta Healing is. And it's a beautiful method that allows you to dive into your belief systems, that allows you to really understand and bring to light what has truly been holding you back from living your best life. I know it sounds a bit, from living your best life. I try not to say these things. I try to stay a bit more real for you guys. But, you know, like all of these belief systems that you have around yourself and the world around you and the way that you live your life and blah, 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 it's all directed by belief systems. And some belief systems are empowering. They empower you to live the life that you want to live. And some are outdated or limiting in the way, in the sense that perhaps you have inherited them from your parents, or, you know, or their parents or their parents or their parents or their parents, etc. Or perhaps you have, subscribe, so to say, to, you know, belief systems that are in the group consciousness, for example. So, for example, I think that one belief system that I personally subscribe to is the fear of getting COVID, right? And I stopped having that fear after getting COVID. But anyway, I was afraid of the virus itself. You know, this is something that has been sort of, you know, slammed into our minds for the past 2 years, right? And then we also have, you know, belief systems that come from all of your lives that you have led, all of your experiences that you've, all of the experiences that you've had as a soul, all of the growth that you've had as a soul. So there might be some very ancient beliefs around, I don't know, whatever. It could be anything and everything, really. And then there are also, you know, belief systems that you have, that have come as a result of the experiences that you've had in this life. So you can, you know, pinpoint when you changed your mind about something, you know, when something happened to you at school, for example, when you had a traumatic experience or something that really was like a shocking moment of sort of bad revelation, I suppose you could say. And so the process of Theta Healing is interesting in the sense that, first of all, it brings all of these things to light. And you're like, oh man, this is why I've been such an idiot and attracting people that have been manipulating me my whole bloody life. And also, it is a meditative process which helps you to relieve these instantly. And we verify this through the process of muscle testing. But honestly, you know that it works because you know that you feel instantly different in your body. So at the end of the session, I didn't feel that tightness in my lower back and in my ovaries anymore. And so that is the miracle of Theta Healing. And I guess I wanted to give you a bit of an update into my life because I feel that my life is interesting. And I'd like to talk about myself. But also, you know, I don't ever want you to think that my life is perfect. It's my life is so good in so many ways, but it's by no means perfect. And I'm, you know, still challenged every day, and I'm still very much aware of the things that I need to change and heal within myself. And you know what? None of those things matter, because no matter where I'm at in my life, I still deserve to love myself. I still deserve to value myself. I still deserve to respect myself. Make sense? So I hope that this conversation was helpful to you. Once again, I'm not here to voice an opinion. I'm here to express something that has happened to me that has been incredibly shocking. I just never thought that something like this would happen to me, because I kind of think that I'm beyond all of this stuff. But it is what it is. So I'd love to hear your experiences. Most of all, this space is a space where we can talk about not opinions, but how we feel. You know, this is a space where we can talk about the stuff that really matter to us in terms of feelings and, you know, this, you know, everything that's going on in our minds. And also, it's not a space in which we can complain endlessly about things and remain victims. It's a space in which we can hear and be heard and listen and be listened to as well. And a space in which we can respect and be respected in turn as well. So I am sending you so much love. This is a highly unusual topic for me to talk about in the public space, but it is what it is. I feel terrified, but yeah, I think it is a useful thing for us to talk about. Anyway, I'm sending you so much love and I'll speak to you very, very soon. Bye.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me this week on Your Time to Shine, all things self-love. Make sure to visit my gorgeous website, mydawninglight.com, mydawninglight.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes or Spotify and all the main podcast platform thingies so you never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you love what you heard in this show, do share it with a friend or with your cat, your dog. Give the show a rating on iTunes, whatever. Post about it in your Insta stories. And if you're ready to love yourself but have no idea where to start, please feel free to DM me on Instagram and I'd love to have a chat with you. And be sure to tune in again in a couple of weeks for our next episode. In the meantime, I'm sending you so, so, so much love and I'll speak to you very, very soon. Bye!
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.